Kenny, if I can just ask you about the game, first of all, we saw a lot of the same strong, disciplined defending that we've seen in recent games, and it nearly got you a result.
Yeah, we came into the game in the second half and quietened the crowd and had quite a bit of it and got up and around their box, but couldn't quite find that goal that we needed, the opening breakthrough. Chances were few and far between. I felt a spirited performance, a hard-working, very spirited performance, yeah.
Yeah, the players certainly gave it a great deal of effort. They will have been concerned, as you were and all the fans here were, to see Sigurdarson injured again. I know that there isn't really much information about him at the moment, but it's a real worry.
It is, and you never want to see a player being stretchered off and going down like that with nobody around him. And, I thought had had a good game and a strong game and a lot to build on against a tough defence. So we find out the information. He's gone off now to have a scan on that, and we'll see how things settle down. But no, it's not good to see a footballer come off, stretched off.
Obviously, we've learned in the last 24 hours, and now you're confirming that Benik Afobe, the deal has been sorted. On the assumption that goes through, and I know that the fee's undisclosed, but clearly it's a very large amount of money. What cards does that give you to play now?
Well, we're obviously looking to move into the market and replace Benik. There's no doubt about that. And strengthen if we can. It's with reluctance we accept the offer. But Benik was keen in the last window to try to take a Premier League option. And similarly was in this one when the opportunity come up. For us anyway, it's all about moving forward now should this deal go through, which we expect it to, and trying to build. For Bjorn Sigurdsson and then Mikel Zairo, they were two new players there today, and had a bright hour. Bjorn's injury is disappointing. We'll have to be very careful with Zairo, because just coming in off the back of an ankle problem himself, we don't want to burn him out. But similarly, I thought he showed enough quality, heart, physicality that really helped the side, and it'll be an interesting time with him now going forward.
Yes, he certainly did well. If the Afobe deal goes through in the next day or two, however long it takes, it's a good thing, isn't it, that if it's going to be done, it's done at this end of the transfer window. That actually gives you time to act rather than happening on December the 31st.
Yeah, very much so. And we want to be positive as a club, try to improve our squad wherever we can. And obviously with Bjorn's injury today, we hope he gets over that very quickly. But with that injury and then our centre-forward out, you don't need to be a genius where we need to strengthen.
Do you know whether the scope of how much you can do, how many players you might be able to bring in, or how much of the money can be worked with is?
We certainly have our targets in terms of positions and numbers of players. The finances will depend on who's available and exactly what they cost.